Chapter 13. Distinguished that could not be expected, but the features had more fineness than those of any other feminine countenance he had ever had the opportunity to observe so closely. There was in it something indefinably audacious and infinitely miserable, because the temperament and the existence of that girl were reflected in it. But her voice, it seduced Hest by its amazing quality. It was a voice fit to utter the most exquisite things, a voice which would have made silly chatter supportable, and the roughest talk fascinating. Hest drank in its charm as one listens to the tone of some instrument without heeding the tune. "Do you sing as well as play?" he asked her abruptly. "Never sang a note in my life," she said, obviously surprised by the irrelevant question, for they had not been discoursing of sweet sounds. She was clearly unaware of her voice. "Don't remember that I ever had much reason to sing, since I was little," she added. That inelegant phrase, by the mere vibrating, warm nobility of the sound, found its way into Est's heart. His mind, cool, alert, watched it sink there with a sort of vague concern at the absurdity of the occupation, till it rested at the bottom, deep down, where our unexpressed longings lie. "You are English, of course?" he said. "What do you think?" she answered in the most charming accents. Then, as if thinking that it was her turn to place a question, "Why do you always smile when you speak?" It was enough to make anyone look grave, but her good faith was so evident that Hest recovered himself at once. "It's my unfortunate manner," he said with his delicate, polished playfulness. "Tea is very objectionable to you?" She was very serious. "No. I only noticed it. I haven't come across so many pleasant people as all that in my life. It's certain that this woman who plays the piano is infinitely more disagreeable than any cannibal I have ever had to do with." "I believe you." She shuddered. "How did you come to have anything to do with cannibals?" "It would be too long a tale," said Hest with a faint smile. Hest's smiles were rather melancholy, and accorded badly with his great mustaches, under which his mere playfulness lurked as comfortable as a shy bird in its native thicket. "Much too long. How did you get amongst this lot here?" "Bad luck," she answered briefly. "No doubt, no doubt," Hest assented with slight nods. Then, still indignant at the pinch which he had divined, rather than actually seen inflicted, "Say, couldn't you defend yourself somehow?" As he had risen already, the ladies of the orchestra were slowly regaining their places. Some were already seated, idle stony-eyed, before the music stands. Hest was standing up too. "They are too many for me," she said. These few words came out of the common experience of mankind, yet by virtue of her voice, they thrilled Hest like a revelation. His feelings were in a state of confusion, but his mind was clear. "That's bad. But it isn't actual ill usage that this girl is complaining of," he thought lucidly, after she left him. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.